pack and get dressed before your father hears us before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Exit Music for a Film by Radiohead, of course. And this brings me to the theme of today, Exit Music. And welcome to the Lily Show. Unfortunately, the other Lily cannot make it today. She's actually been substituted by my father. Dad, do you want to say hi on mic four?
Good morning.
My dad's visiting today, which is very exciting because my dad did college radio and arguably was quite influential. Yeah?
Yeah. back in the analog era.
Back in the analog era, though, I think my dad is quite anti-Radiohead. Guessing, like, based off what I know about you and 90s music. Anyhow, so that's a classic given the title track. It's also the end of Romeo and Juliet, which is apparently quite important. I know absolutely nothing about movies. So we have a really exciting set for you today. The next two songs I'm going to play is Whitewater by Let's Eat Grandma and then Extent by Arca. Whitewater is Lily's pick. It's great. It's great. And then Extent by Arca, if you tune into the Midwestern Ice radio show, you might recognize it. It's such a Jack pick, and Jack has been playing it a lot, and it's really great and awesome for the set. So we'll play those, and I'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Extent by Arca, and before that, Whitewater by Let's Eat Grandma. Some really haunting music. I feel like that's very fitting for exit music. So those are the more electronic-y picks, I suppose, of the set. You can argue with me about that if you want. And then just for some whiplash, as Lily likes saying, you're going to hear the end by The Doors, and then after that, Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd, and I'll make it a triplet, and we're gonna hear The Big Sky by Kate Bush. Just some classics for you. I don't know if they're classics in the sphere of exit music, though. I know we have more coming up, like Pixies. So yeah, I hope you enjoy.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me.
That was The Big Sky by Kate Bush. Lily, I have to applaud you on this. Actually, a very, very cinematic song. Great march. I think it fits the theme well. Very proud of you. Miss you dearly. We're going to take a small intermission for First a Donations Drive PSA. If you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help keep us keep it freeform. Dad, could you go ahead and read the PSA?
Certainly, Lily. I don't know why I got this one selected for
it's
me.
Studio favorite.
But we'd like you to know, all of you out there listening, that even though marijuana is the safest known psychoactive drug, legal for adult recreational use in many states, including Massachusetts, when you get high, your brain functions differently. Consuming cannabis and products derived from it containing THC will alter your senses, change the way your body processes perceptions and thoughts, and most importantly, affect your reaction times, especially when you are faced with an immediate emergency situation, which can happen anytime when driving. It's a delusion that stoned drivers are better, impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and others. So if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
It is a studio favorite. I also just thought it was, like, funny because you're, like, you know, a parent. So it's, like, a lecture-esque PSA compared to others that are about, like, I don't know, like, charity or something. Yeah?
I don't know what the selection is.
Okay.
Well, we used to play pre-recorded PSAs.
Oh, we have.
Rather than have dramatic live renditions.
Yeah, so culturally, we also have recorded ones. One of them is Paris Hilton, so that's great. Mm-hmm. They're in Rivendell, actually, Dad, the automated thing.
Okay. Yeah, we play them from a cart machine. You don't have a cart.
A cart machine?
It's like an 8-track player, but it's 4-track. I don't know if they make those anymore.
You know, I couldn't tell you either. Technology, right? Changed, huh?
Change.
Speaking of, do you want to talk about the two vinyls you picked out that we may or may not play?
Well, why don't we see if we play them and we'll talk about them.
Because you got to give them something to look forward to. Okay.
We do have two vinyl records from the 1980s. one in more of an underground rock groove and the other in more of a jazz groove. Both albums that I used to play on the airwaves down in Connecticut back in the day that I managed to find on the walls here. So maybe we'll be able to... Maybe Lily will elect to fit them into her set, depending.
Hopefully. We got here a little early.
Or one or both.
One or both, if not later today. I will also be playing music from 12 to 2, kind of, for post at Allison's Close. I guess you can tune in for live music, too. But next up, you're going to hear Party Anthem by Sloppy Jane. This is a other Lily pick. I forgot who it reminded me of. Sorry, cannot make that comparison. Next up, though, after that, you're going to hear Spring by Angel Olsen. This is my pick. I think it's really great. I don't really like Angel Olsen overall too much, but I think it's a really good track. It's off All Mirrors. And then after that, yeah, we'll go for 3. You're going to hear Another Green World. It's the title track off of Another Green World by my dad, Pete, by Brian Eno. Old guy, right?
Old guy, man.
Yeah, old guy. And then we'll talk again. So I hope you all enjoy.
Hanging upside down, I am wringing out a washcloth waste. Imprisoned in a wedding pigeon. Body with a tin can face. I cry into the pages of a Playboy magazine when I went to the party. Everybody looked so clean over a dead sleeping policeman. I begged them to have mercy. Yeah.
so give me some heaven. Just for a while, make me All right, that was Another Green World by Brian Eno. I was telling my dad, like, the 20 seconds of dead air, in my opinion, it's like a dead giveaway that it's, like, old. And then my dad said...
Oh, I was just saying, this is a really old record. I was in elementary school when it came out, but I first heard it when I was in high school around 1982, because my classmate Alex, shout out to Alex... He had these cool old records in his suburban house that one of his older brothers had left behind. So I first heard the early Eno solo albums as well as other weird art prog stuff like Gong, thanks to Alex and his older brother back in 82.
Thanks, Alex. Was Alex part of the gang who is who I seen those photos of, like I don't know, like the Latin Club or something?
Alex was not in the Latin Club.
Okay. But, you know, my dad has a real classic story, allegedly. I've heard other people his age tell the same story and also call it a classic, so I feel like the numbers there are working of, like, tuning into the rock station area and being like, whoa, is that accurate? Is that a good summarizing? And plus people like Alex, I guess.
I mean, you couldn't check out new music on the internet. You had to, flip the dial late at night, and sometimes you'd hear something cool you'd never heard before and you might never hear again.
Just like the Velvet Underground set. I love making fun of that song because it's just so, it's not applicable anymore, and I think the, like, self-applauding rock is funny. Anyway, but it's probably, like, fair, whatever, I'm young. Just an 18-year-old jabbing away. Anyways, next up we're going to hear, we will have time for your pick, but I think we'll put it at the end.
Okay.
We're going to play Where's My Mind by Pixies. Very classic. I think it fits sonically. I think Another Green World fits really sonically in terms of, like, exit music for being a little eerie and hopeful and making you a little ponderous, so to say. But Where's My Mind is apparently very classic because it plays at the end of Fight Club, a movie I've never seen. Dad, have you ever seen that movie?
I don't think so. Was it the 90s?
Yeah, something like that.
I was working a lot in the 90s.
Yeah, man. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for buying our house. Yeah, so I'm incredibly culturally uninformed when it comes to movies. So sorry about that. So sorry to everyone. But real classic. So I hope you all enjoy it. And then after... Yeah, you know what? Sure, we'll play the 8-minute song after, which is Bowl Believer by Wednesday. Wednesday's so great. Wednesday actually played at Tufts in the fall. So that was cool. And then there'll be 2 more songs after that. And then some of my dad's picks, but probably electronically because I don't want to spin vinyl. So sorry. Okay, I hope you all enjoy.
Cause when she came down, she had dust on her hands from the sky. She said, I touched the ground. She felt so high. The dust made her she could fly like a bird. But when she said please, place the roof higher, nobody heard. They never noticed the word. The light bulbs burn. Her fingers will learn.
All right, that was Polar Bear by Ride. I'm a big Ride fan, I think, and I think Polar Bear is the best track off the album Nowhere. I think it fits the theme perfectly. I'm pretty sure Lily disagreed last night. Anyways, after this, we're gonna hear two more songs. Boston, Dad, you wanna preface it? By the Dream Syndicate, sorry.
Okay, so this is a bit of a throwback from the Dream Syndicate's Out of the Gray album, which came out in 1986, which I played over the airwaves at the time. And
like in 86?
In 86. I think I may have seen them play it live before the record came out. I'm not sure about that.
In New Haven?
Yeah, they played a great show. This was after they'd sort of broken up and gotten back together. They'd lost their major label deal. They'd switched lead guitarists. But they had a great comeback during the Paul Cutler years. But the song's called Boston. They were a very L.A. band, so it's kind of why are they writing about Boston, other than the fact that L.A. bands have written about Boston in the past, like the Standells. It's specifically about the period in the late 60s in Boston when Van Morrison was living here
after he'd broken up with Bang Records and was trying to figure out what to do next. And he would listen to Peter Wolf playing blues records on some station late at night. And he somehow figured out the sound of the Astral Weeks album while he was in Boston. So this song is sort of supposed to be about that.
Wow. And wait, so they were with Fire Records or they weren't with Fire Records when they released this? When they released Out of the Gray?
They were with Big Time. They'd lost their major label deal with A&M. They'd signed with Big Time, which was an Australian label that a lot of cool American indie bands signed with.
Cool.
And then Big Time went into bankruptcy and it got to be a real mess and people didn't get their royalties and had trouble getting their master tapes back. So
always goes back to legality, huh?
Or money. Money.
And what do lawyers do, Dad? Come on.
Help people fight about money.
Okay, so you're going to hear that. I don't have much of a preface for my other song for the last one. It's just Where I Found You. One Star by Candy Claws. There's a lot of great album. You guys, I'm sure, have heard it. Many fans of Candy Claws in the studio. So I'm not even going to try to speak about it because others would do much better than me. So I hope you enjoyed the last two tracks and I hope you enjoyed the last Lily show of the year. Please tune in next semester. We don't know what our time will be. And I guess this is a pretty non-traditional Lily show given we have my father here. All right. I hope you all enjoy. All right, that was Boston by the Dream Syndicate again. Thanks, Dad, for the story. And then again, you're gonna hear Where I Found You, One Star by Candy Claws. And just because for the FCC, I almost forgot.